Hello, lovely lovelies. Hope you're having a good week. Welcome to a Wednesday nightcap. We have the amazing Desi's butt here doing some dancing, and Krista with some telecephalus slash Kojak and big smiley happy frogs. Hello, governor. How are you all doing? You can see the weather here has finally at least turned a little bit colder because I'm wearing a sleeveless flannel western shirt instead of my normal tank top. Black Cat is here but might be quiet tonight. Had a horrible day. Well, we're here if you want to talk about it. Of course, that's your choice. You can talk about it or not, but we're of course here to listen and provide whatever support we can. Desi is wrapping up work for the night, so you can stare at the monitor on his desktop instead of on his laptop. Good choice. I'm going to shift that a little bit. Cheers to you all out there. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry about that. But yes, here's hoping that tomorrow is a far better day for your black cat and that everybody else has a good day too. The other day, so I might have a little bit of a strange adventure this weekend because I've filled up six or seven of these large 55-gallon contractor bags full of just yard crud. It's crazy. In that sense, even though there's no grass here, it's wild in that there's more bullshit to clean up. Mainly because there are these two trees, maybe three, in the front. And I don't necessarily know what kind of trees they are, but they have these tiny little leaves, and these tiny little leaves fall and just get fucking everywhere and make such a fucking mess. And they're a pain in the ass to clean up because they get in the dirt, and then there's dirt and whatever. So it's not like a regular leaf, a dried leaf that you can, again, use like a yard vacuum and just kind of vacuum them all up. Huge pain in the ass. Hate it. It's worse than some of the last yard cleanup work I remember even doing in Michigan. Just shitty. Black Cat says the following: I blew my knee out. Actually, about a month ago, my good friend was in the hospital for 3 days with heart irregularities. Then her mom passed away this morning, and I can't walk. I guess I'll wait a couple days to see if it gets any better because I'm going to have to take the bus to the emergency room. God, that's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. Try to take care of that knee. I don't know if you have anything you can wrap it with. Heat, cold. And as much as that, it's very sad about your friend and all that, and you have to take care of yourself too. Well, it's crazy. Earlier today, now he was like a kind of a second relative of mine. So I didn't really know him too well, but he was always around with the family in the summers when we would go to our properties by the lake. He was having problems with, I don't know if it was like a aneurysm stroke, but he's been struggling back and forth, and out of the hospital with a lot of problems. And he passed away today as well. So at least his suffering is finally over, and hopefully the family can move on and get some peace from that. But that was sad to hear. Black Cat says,
I never heard myself, I'd be like a tank.
Nothing to wrap it with, been trying to put ice on it. Well, I guess icing it's probably the best. And just try to rest it, and hopefully that feels a little better for you. Man, that's no good. I'm sorry to hear that. It's terrible. Krista's trying not to cry. Please, no cry, no tears. Look, we'll do this instead. To all those that have gone before us. So this one Halloween party that I was at this weekend, they have a tradition. I can't remember if it's called like a Chandela or Chevelle, but what it is they had a little table out in the front of their house, and on the table were some candles, and that table you put a picture or something to remember loved ones, and then you light a small candle. Because I don't have tons of like printed physical pictures and all that sort of thing, I instead wrote a letter, and I wrote down the names of all the people that I've known that I was close to that have passed away, and just wrote them a note about how I miss them and how I'm feeling and how I miss them. I think I just said that twice, but that's okay. But I was like, yeah, list is longer than I wish it was. But I thought that was a nice little gesture. Rest, ice, compression, elevation. Best you can do. Nailed it. Nailed it.
I wish I had ace bandages.
I really like those self-sticky. It's like a foam. It's this like self-sticking foam stuff that you can put. Like you wrap it around and then it like sticks to itself. I've used that stuff a lot. That stuff is great. But Black Hat, you have to keep up with me and let me know how you're doing, because then I'm going to worry about you. But yeah, after doing all this yard work outside, like the amount of dust and crud and everything else you kick up, but I finished all that, and so this weekend I think I might take a trip to the city dump, because the regular trash pickup won't pick up all that, and the stuff's pretty heavy. So I figured, well, if I can lift and load these into my pickup bed, then hopefully when the time comes, I can just go to the city dump and just push/throw them all out of the back and just get rid of all that shit. But it was a lot of work. Not nearly as easy and fun as, okay, I got to cut the grass, push a lawnmower around, you know. I actually, thinking about it recently, kind of missed that. It used to be, all right, a couple times a week, I'll get up, turn the lawnmower on, push the lawnmower around, maybe do some edging, pretty much done. This shit was just like, holy crap. It's a lot of work.
To give myself a hug, eat two cookies, now I'm fat.
Two cookies is not going to make you fat. If it was like two whole stacks of cookies, then maybe so. And also, Krista, is true. Sad calories don't count. They don't count. Honestly, maybe the calories would be good, because your body right now is going to want shit for healing. So maybe eat a couple more cookies. Desi hates yard care, wants to burn all of his trees and leaves. It can be a lot. It really can. depending on the size of your yard. But I just, man, yeah, doing this shit yesterday, so much like, you have a rake, and you got to rake all that just crap into a pile. You got to bag it up. You know, like, cutting the grass is just pushing the lawnmower around. You know, yeah, there's leaves and stuff, whatever, around, but you just use a gentle yard rake and kind of clean that up. It's no problem. Even the leaves, I remember at the end of that, like, the place I had, you could just blow all the leaves into the street. So it's like, all right, just fucking use a leaf blower and just blow them all out of the street. Done. That's pretty easy. So I actually kind of missed that. As a quick update, things are in a weird, tumultuous state for me right now. Not sure if I'm going to either A, be able to stay out here, or what's going to happen. It's just insane. And like the prices of stuff is just out of control. So anyway, as always, let's keep all of each other in our good thoughts and prayers. Yeah, because the world is tough. World's definitely tough. Krista had a whole sleeve of Oreos and milk last night, followed by 4 Nutter Butters just for fun. Now that's a lot of cookies. That's a lot of cookies. You're cooking it up with that spread. It's a lot of cookies. I'm not judging. Sometimes I eat a lot of cookies. As a matter of fact, I think I might have a cookies when the show's over. Mm. Got Nutter Butters. They have like a double thick Nutter Butter now where it's like double the nut cream. It's double the nut. But speaking of food, the topic that we never talk about and are supposed to not talk about. The title of tonight's show is Under Pressure. And the reason for that is to try and eat healthier and also save myself some money. I decided that I was going to spend a little bit of money to save some money. And so I bought one of the Instapot pressure cookers. I've never had one of those before, but what I very much like about it is the idea that, number one, for cooking and cleanup, you can pretty much just put everything in there. And so like what I'm really interested in is doing like a meal prep thing where you make like shredded chicken and rice with some seasoning, maybe a couple of vegetables, maybe some cheese. But you basically throw all that shit in there, turn it on, and about 10, 20 minutes later, your food is all cooked and you're finished. And then you just have one pot that you clean out. And then I can just divide that into servings and eat it throughout the week. So I'm trying to look for things like, I want to just get a small handful of recipes that I just know I can make over and over. You know, macaroni noodles, ground beef, some tomato sauce. You just make kind of like a macaroni beef goulash type of thing. Loose spinach goes great in a lot of meals if you like spinach. I do like spinach. I actually really do like spinach. Popeye got it all wrong because he used to eat the spinach from a can, which pretty much just looked like fucking swamp sewage. Fresh spinach is delicious. Delicious. Those are supposed to last until this weekend when you go shopping. Oops. Well, sometimes, again, you just need to cookie it up. Sometimes you just got to get on the cookies.
I've been eating like a health food freak. Probably walking too much. That sounds like a complaint whiner, but my blood pressure is way too high there for a while. Seems it's a let out instead of putting on a brave front.
Well, no, you don't sound like a complete whiner. That's like health problems. You got my health problems. Walking is great, but it does take a toll on you. So you know, take care of yourself. You know, that's like, I don't know, massaging and rubbing your legs, or maybe you need to wear a knee brace when you're walking or whatever. But, you know, it's the same thing with the food. You know, I get these meals from this place called Factor, and I feel like they're good, but I think I can way reduce cost with dinners basically being a rice, chicken, ground beef. I even thought ground turkey. You put ground turkey in there, maybe put some rice in there, maybe some carrots and celery. Basically make yourself just like a taco bowl. You know, you're basically just making yourself a food bowl, which for me, for dinners, like especially during the week and after the days I work out and whatever, really that's all I want to do. I want to just heat that up and just eat it. You know, I'm not really looking for a full, let's have a bread and then a salad and then this and that. Like, I don't have the time or patience to cook all that shit. So I'm hoping that this Instapot thing, you know, and then, you know, I have stuff too. Like, okay, I have the Foreman grill griddle. So like, you know, on certain days you can make hamburger patties or whatever, and that's all good. But, you know, especially if you wanted to cook something or you want to get more of a seared edge on it, you know, that still has its use. I still have this other little steamer casket thing that I could use, although I don't really know if I'll need that anymore now that I have the Instapot thing. But I guess I could either give it away or whatever. But time to get focused and back on track with that and cook some stuff that's simple and easy. You know, again, where you can just go, all right, it's a handful of ingredients, flop, flop, put it in the pot, turn it on, your meal's done. And again, the cleanup for that's easy because then it's just one pot. So if you know of anyone who has those, who has any good recipes like that, please let me know. I started looking up some of those online today, and it looks like some of the ones from what I'm looking for are pretty easy. People have seemed to have them pretty dialed in. But definitely looking forward to that. Save some money, eat better. Yeah, so pressure cookers. And I feel like, you know, pressure cookers have been around for a long time, but they especially used to be kind of scary. Apparently these are relatively fail-safe. so I'm interested in it. You know, I mean, I guess you can make eggs and all sorts of other shit in them too. Like, I have my little egg cooker that for just doing some quick little eggs, I feel like is probably easier and quicker. But, you know, if I was going to make a whole bunch of them, I mean, at that point, you could put 24 eggs in there and just cook them all at once and be done. And again, then you don't have a giant boiling pot of water on the stove. Black Cat was wearing the wrong shoes. She was wearing hiking boots. Yeah, watch out for that shit. Gotta wear the right shoes. Chris says, I used to hate spinach. I grew up where if you didn't finish this on your plate, you ate it with every meal until it was gone. My parents weren't that strict, but they were pretty strict on you have to finish your meal. Black Cat has discovered organic turkey burgers that are good. I like turkey. I'm a big fan of turkey sausage. I cook and eat a lot of turkey sausage. That's also really easy. But I figure there, I could just cut up the turkey sausage, throw it in this Instapot with some noodles or rice or whatever. Now you have an actual meal. You know, it's not just sitting and eating the sausage. I don't really like to eat a lot of bread with stuff like that. Not that it's like a huge carb thing, but I just don't. Like, if I'm going to sit and eat a piece of bread, that's fine. But I don't like, sometimes even hamburgers, like just bun is just there for me to hold the hamburger in my hand. Costco has some really good salmon patty burgers. Sounds gross, but they're really tasty. Have a boatload of protein in them, 25 grams or so per patty. Actually sounds pretty good. I really like they have like, what is it, like tuna steak. There's like a tuna steak you can make that if you grill those outside, they're just fucking incredible. So organic foods aren't bad either when cooked right. I'm a fan of the whole bread thing myself, Krista says. Yeah, it's one of those things, you know. Number one, they're organic foods. You have to cook them because they don't have the preservatives and whatever shit on them. So, you know, you do have to add maybe a little bit more seasoning to some of them. But again, the nice thing about some of these recipes is they're like, you know, yeah, just add some salt and pepper and a sprig of this, and the pressure cooker pushes the flavors everywhere, and you're good to go. Converse, it's all you can wear. Really? What is it about the Converse? Because honestly, even though those shoes look cool, they are terrible on your knees and your feet. Just you take a pounding on them. Not a fan of the whole bread. I don't think I've ever had a salmon burger. I think I might have had one once or twice. I mean, I know like fish tacos. Fish tacos are very popular out here, as are basically all things taco. If I'm going to get a taco, I'm going to get beef or chicken. But I just love the idea of getting some seasoned shredded chicken and just shredding chicken up and just having chicken and macaroni noodles or rice. Just a little bit, put a little bit of sauce or something in there. You know, you pour in, I think, a little bit of some chicken stock or whatever for the water as the pressure cooks it, and that keeps everything moist. So I'm going to play around with that a little bit, try to budget how much out that costs and see if that's really saving money in the long run. I imagine it will. Like I says, yep, flat on the ground. I wear Dr. Scholl's inside. Everybody tells me that, and I keep trying different shoes. I end up having problems with the different shoes. I mean, I guess if that's like you feel all you can wear, then wear whatever feels right. But like, yeah, the insoles, that will certainly help. But basically, it's just even that the sole of that shoe is just a hard rubber slab, so you're getting no real impact absorption from them at all. You know, they make some flat or what are called zero heel shoes. And maybe that's the problem, is that heels, having your heel lifted off the ground is bad for you in particular. But they do make zero heel shoes that do have some cushioning and shit in them.
They bend for me.
Well, it isn't that they don't bend. It's that because it's a rubber slab, when your foot comes down on the ground, it's not really absorbing any of the impact of that. So the shock wave is just going to go right up your leg and into your knee and everywhere else. Again, I'm not saying you got to try something else. But yeah, I like, particular about my shoes too. I had this one pair of boots and thought they were great, but there was something with the way they just were pinching my feet, and I just couldn't stand them. So I have a pair of those, but there are too many holes for the street filth to get in. Oh, I get it. I get it. Wrap them in tape. Paint over them with rubber paint. Just close up the holes. I found that for me, oddly enough, it's almost the opposite. And I wonder if it comes from when I was younger, all throughout maybe high school and college and years afterwards. You know, I always wore boots that had heels. And so now when I wear a flat shoe, I feel like it just is not right. Like, I actually really love walking around in cowboy boots. The heel lift on it just fucking works for me. I did get some better insoles and stuff in them because it's the same thing. The sole of that really is not really absorbing much impact from the ground. But yeah, as we approach the halfway mark of the episode, we have a choice. We can either just chat and shoot the shit a little bit, can play some retro video games, or I do have a Mr. Wizard episode queued up. I know Black Cat, maybe you like those a lot, so maybe that will boost your mood.
Never had a problem before. I ran across the street in the wrong shoe.
You put the wrong shoe. You're so funny. I just love you. Yeah, and these cowboy boots are weird too, because I feel like if you don't, like, you know, yesterday after I did the yard work and they were so dusty, I kind of like rinsed them off or whatever. And man, you can just tell, like, before you re-break them in after they get wet, like, they do kind of shrink up a little bit. But yeah, I wish these one Caterpillar boots that I used to have, I wish I still had them. Those were like literally perfect. But that's mostly what's going on with me. Like I say, just struggling to manage some cost and figure that shit out. And yeah, it was another, I can't believe tomorrow is already fucking Thursday. I feel like, the you know, just between Halloween and everything else, just whew, there goes the week. And I helped some people install a curtain rod and whatever today. They didn't have the right tools for that. And when they were trying to install it, they didn't read the fucking directions. Like, granted, the bracket that they were using has some hole in it for whatever reason that you don't use at all. And they were trying to just use that to fix it to the wall. And I said, yeah, but think about it. Even if you just screw this on the wall, the bracket's just going to slide around to the bottom. Like, this other little plate piece is what you're supposed to put. So anyway, very nice younger folks, but I was like, well, I'm gonna have you help me with this. You learn how to do it. Like, it's just simple stuff. Like, learn how to do it. So got that installed, got that shit set up. So wasn't an entirely unproductive day for me, but I'm gonna try to go to bed earlier today and get up in the morning and poke around with some more stuff. And I think because, yeah, I was like, after the yard work and stuff yesterday, it's like, I'll give my body a little bit of a rest. I'll work out tomorrow. So that way then I don't have to do that on Friday. So that's, yeah, kind of the tale of the week. Holiday was fun, or Halloween was fun. The place that I went to, like, I went there later, well, 6 o'clock, so not like late, but I was like the only person there in costume. There are other people walking around downtown that had some costumes on. A lot of people were down there for the Diamondbacks versus what, the Rangers baseball game. But place I went to, that's why, like, nobody there in costume. Well, what the fuck is that? Where's everybody's costumes? As for were kids trick-or-treating in my neighborhood or not, I don't know because I left. I don't think so. I really don't think so. I have a feeling most of the people take their kids a little bit out of the city, sort of center proper for that. I heard varying reports. My father, for example, said that they had like 300 kids that went through their neighborhood. He gave away like almost all of his candy. He gave away 1,000 pieces of candy. He said it was one of the bigger turnouts he's seen in a while, even though it was starting to snow and was very cold. But apparently he had a great turnout for that, so he was very happy. One of the other people here that I know that's in Arizona said they had just a huge crowd. They gave away all their candy, and so near the end they started giving out Pop-Tarts and ramen noodle packets because they had like nothing left. So it's good to still see that some neighborhoods are still on top of that. I had other places say, like, almost nobody decorated. There was almost nobody out walking around, sad. And I was like, well, without being super depressing, with the cost of everything now, like, have you even seen how much it is to buy the candy? That shit is not cheap anymore. I mean, it used to be fairly cheap to buy that stuff. So to even buy the candy, if you're struggling, like, I'm not gonna go out and buy $200 worth of candy. That's like 2 weeks of food. So that's expensive, and so on and so on. As Krista said, trunk or treat and all these side things are taking over, and people don't want to go out door to door. Yeah, I mean, whether it's COVID or people worried about weirdos and whatever, things have changed. But it's good to see that at least by and large, there are still a lot of pockets out there where people really get into it and really celebrate it. And I think that's a lot of fun. So here's a cheers to post Happy Halloween. So what say you, chat folks? Black Cat didn't want to vote. So bullshit. Retro video games or Mr. Wizard? What are you all in the mood for? I know everybody's gonna say,
Whatever everybody else wants.
then nobody answers. You're like, Desi would always vote for video games, but that's just him. I've yet to hear of anyone giving out their drugs to people trick-or-treating. Yeah, I gotta be honest. You're gonna pull that shit in this day and age, you might end up with a parent coming back and shooting you and shooting your whole house up. So I haven't heard of any of that level of bullshit of people either giving out drugs or, crazy, weird, inappropriate shit. I feel like I'm like, dude, it's a thing mostly for little kids. And like, just let them get some candy or don't pass out anything at all. Just fucking stop it. But thankfully, yes, I haven't heard of any of that sort of bullshit. So you got one potential vote from Desi for video games. Because she says that Krista says Zaza. So now we have sort of a split decision. Black Hat also says Zaza, which I think is also a Mr. Wizard vote. So I think we're going to switch over and watch an episode of Mr. Wizard's World. Desi, I tell you what, maybe next time or sometime soon, we will do some video games for you. And I don't quite know what I'm doing Friday yet either. So maybe Friday I might do some game streaming. We'll see. But it looks like we're going to hook into some Zaza. So it looks like we're going to switch over to Mr. Wizard. We'll be right back. Right. So we're going to have some commentary and watch a Mr. Wizard's World. I hope you all learn about some science. So I may have to adjust my speaker slightly so I don't get too much feedback. Of course, for whatever reason, loading that simplest little thing overloads the CPU on this goddamn machine. But here we go.
See those sparks?
Yeah. They're big.
Yeah, they sure are. Okay, now I'll turn the lights on so we can turn the machine off and we'll investigate.
Today we're going to experiment with a.
This is called a Van de Graaff generator. And have you ever seen sparks like that?
No, not like that.
Well, no, not quite that big. You've certainly walked across the rug, though,
yeah.
And then touched
Van de
something
Graaff
like a
generator.
brother,
Yeah.
and give him a spark and a nice little shock. Well, this is basically the same idea. If you remember, if you've ever done experiments with static electricity, you rub a balloon on it, stick it on the wall or
Yeah,
something,
or your hair and it
or
sticks.
hair, and sort of sticks up, yeah. And you can rub a hard rubber comb with a piece of wool, and then I don't know if I can give you a little tingling, you can feel it just a little bit. But that's basically the same idea. And that's
Fancy,
what
I was
that
just
does,
about to
only
say,
it
I
does
like
it
that
with a
brown
motor.
shirt that he
Oh,
has.
so let's take a look at it.
He's rocking like the brown slacks and the brown
Underneath
shirt. He's going all brown, baby. I love it.
is the motor. Okay. When I turn it on, well, we spin it around, and this pulley goes around and turns that rubber belt. And
rubber
then
belt.
Extra electrons are actually put on by these little wires here from the current. But the important thing is the electrons get caught on that belt and are carried up. See, it goes all the way up over here, mm-hmm. up inside this dome. So if we take the dome off, I think you'll get an idea of what's happening. See the other little wires in there with all those little points on? Mm-hmm. As the electrons come around on the rubber, they're picked off by all those points. And then they can flow over here through these wires. And there's a little piece of metal that connects the wires to this dome. And notice that when we wanted to collect electrons like that, we had little points.
Mm-hmm.
Now when we want to store them up, we don't want points. We want nice, rounded kind of things. And that's why this is a sphere. So eventually when we turn it on, we fill this whole sphere with electrons.
Oh, I see.
And they're building up bigger and bigger and bigger. And then when I bring
What do I know about the balloon here? I used to have really
a dish
long
over here, which I have turned upside down.
I wasn't always
the electrons jump from there to here. And I made this round also so that they would build up to the greatest potential before they jump. Okay. And that's how we got that big spark. Now remember, just to show you how those points work, here's another variation of a famous, you know how a lawn sprinkler goes around with the water spurting out?
Yeah. Okay.
What should happen if we put this cork up on top here?
Well, it doesn't work.
And that pin goes all the way through there.
Tell me.
In order to put the top on, I have to put my glasses, because I have a little tiny hole in that wire so that I can balance the wire on top of the needle, like that.
Okay.
Okay, now the electrons are going to build up here, and they're going to flow up here through the pin and out over here. And see that point right there?
I do. Yeah. With you,
so that's where they're going to be sort of spit out.
Closely guarded.
So what should happen if we spit out something in that direction? What happens with the water hose?
Or
the water sprinkler? It turns. As the water comes out this way, the sprinkler goes that way.
Yeah.
Well, when electrons come out this way, what should happen to that?
It'll go that way.
Yeah, the other way. All right. Well, let's try it.
Oh, does he have brown flames? Good. He's totally brown.
Wow, that's neat.
And notice how the little strands go up too?
Yeah, just like hair.
Yeah, well, they're filled with electrons too, and they're
it's going fast.
Yeah, it's going pretty fast.
It's flying here at the tail.
Every once in a while, I get a little shock coming from it. But don't worry about it. If you should feel a shock, because it's not very, it's high voltage.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you can make a rough estimate. Scientists ordinarily think in normal dry air, 1 inch, you know what an inch is?
Yeah.
I know you do in meters, but an inch is about 25,000 volts.
Wow.
So we had at least 2 inches, maybe a little more, so we had at least 50,000 volts.
That's a lot.
But it's very low current, so it won't hurt you, but you'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, probably the most famous of all experiments with a Van de Graaff generator is they get a girl who has nice hair like this, and they put a platform on the floor, and if you'll notice in front of you is a platform.
Yeah.
That I made that with a bunch of bottles.
Dude,
so that's glass,
that
so that's an insulator. If you step up on the board, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, step up on the board. You are now insulated from the floor.
Okay.
Okay. Now we turn on the machine, but first we put your hand on it like that.
Okay.
Extra electrons on the belt are going to come up here. They're going all over the sphere. Oh, and now because you're touching it, all some of those extra electrons are going all around over you. And you remember how the little red things went up?
Yeah.
When the thing going around?
My hair.
That could happen to your hair.
Okay.
Now, it depends entirely upon what kind of hair people have and how much oil there is and what kind of a day it is. But we'll give it a try.
You're kind of a greasy, dirty bitch.
Just so that you can say you've done it. Okay. Once I turn it on, then you shake your head like that to separate it. We'll see if we can't get some of the hairs on your head to stand up.
All right.
Ready?
Okay,
here we go. Don't take your hand off. Leave it on there at all times.
Okay. I'm tingling.
You're tingling?
Yeah.
Shake your head a little bit. Some.
Should I shake it again?
Yeah, stay there. Keep doing it. Here, can you see yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Full of electron power.
Weird.
Kind of weird. Shake it again. Okay, now hold still once, and we'll just let it sit there for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole front's standing up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now don't take your hand off.
I bet this girl's heart palpitations now.
Don't take your hand off. Because you're all charged with all those things. In fact, your hair is still standing up. Okay, now take your hand off and don't put it back on again. Take your hand off. Okay. Now step down. Oh, the minute you touch the rug, down went your hair. Okay, so you've done the famous Van de Graaff hair standing on egg experiment. And you are safe and sound?
Yeah, you're all right? Fine.
Thank you.
She's like, oh. Blood starts leaking out of her eyes and shit.
Lila, here's a quick little puzzle for you. Okay. I want you to be able to pick up both glasses from the table using only the balloon.
I think that's impossible.
Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. But you can do it. Okay. I'll help you. First of all, you know how to blow up a balloon.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put the two glasses like this, and you put the balloon between them, and I'll hold them like this, and you blow up the balloon.
Okay.
Oh, I can go for a nice glass.
Keep
of orange
blowing.
Juice.
Hard.
Or are you talking about the band?
Hard.
Of orange juice?
One more. Okay, now pinch the balloon. Now raise the glasses.
It worked. I didn't
like
think it would work.
Now, why does it work?
Right,
because the balloon blows up in front of the glass,
right.
Inside the glass.
Inside the glasses and squeezes against them. You can see why I use plastic glasses too, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because let go of the balloon once. Watch what it let the air. So that's a good trick you can try on your brother.
Mr. Rizzo went from brown casual mode to pro. Powdered blue sweater and super starched collar.
This newly born chick is one of the rarest birds in the world. A Puerto Rican parrot. Scientists believe there may be fewer than 20 adult birds left in the world, all in a protected forest in the mountains of Puerto Rico. A few hundred years ago, there were thousands of them in the forest. Then the land was cleared for farming, and the parrot population declined rapidly. Why? There was still plenty for the birds to eat, so food was not the problem. The biologists found that parrots prefer to nest in holes in trees, but the holes must be just the right depth and not too wet. This is the pearly-eyed thrasher that nests in the same kinds of holes as the parrot.
Oh, look at this fucker.
It pecked at what it thought was a parrot egg in the nest, but it's a fake. You see, once the biologists discovered that thrashers take over the parrot's nests, they removed the eggs to hatch them in the lab. Both the thrasher and the parrots were fooled by the artificial eggs. Eventually, the hatchlings were returned to the nest and raised by their parents. After many trials, the scientists developed an artificial nesting box tailored to the parrot's liking, not to the thrasher's. But the parrots have other natural enemies. Several types of hawks prey on the fledglings, and one species attacks the adults. A tree-climbing snake also hunts the young birds. If this fly lays its eggs on the young birds, the maggots that develop may kill them. The biologists saved many birds that were infected with the maggots. Even bees can present a problem if a swarm moves into a parrot's nest.
I mean, maybe these
with an aerosol spray, the bees are frozen and removed so the parrots can reclaim the nesting site. After much study, the biologists decided that since it was very difficult to control the parrot's natural enemies in the forest, they would try to raise the birds in captivity. The eggs will be hatched in an incubator and the chicks cared for until they're old enough to be released into the forest. With man's help, the future may show an increase in the numbers of one of the rarest birds in the world, the Puerto Rican parrot.
Fucking get me one of those and throw it in my Instapot. Hey,
Here's a ruler, and I've drilled some holes in them, see? And one hole at the end there, I can slip over that nail and cut the top off the nail so the ruler will go like this. Now, here are two washers.
Just swings it.
One I'll place right here on the edge, and the other one I'll place out here like this. When I flick the ruler like that with my hand, the ruler's going to be jerked out from under this one, so where is it going to go?
It's going to go straight down.
Down. But the ruler will hit that one. Where will that one go?
Over there.
Someplace. Hopefully I can keep it on the desk. But the important thing is, which one will hit the desk first?
I think that one will, because this one will be busy going over here,
okay.
So it'll take longer.
So, you stand over here now and turn on your ears good and loud. You ready?
I think both of them did it at the same time.
Okay, let's put this up
here. Her glasses are super cute.
When this ruler is jerked out from underneath him, when this starts down, not like that, But when the drooler goes out and it goes down, what's pulling it down?
Gravity.
Thank you for that. What's pulling this one down when it's going down over here?
Gravity.
Does it make any difference whether this one is moving? Gravity is still going to pull down on it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So why shouldn't they hit the table at the same time?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they should. They should. In fact, that's what you said.
Just throwing a bitch.
Because gravity pulls down on something even when it's moving. Okay, so you can try this at home if you like. Just drill a hole in the end of a ruler, put a nail on it, and get a couple of washers, and you can do a famous scientific experiment. Karen, without hurting yourself, I'd like you to try to pick up this pail full of stones.
Looks very heavy.
And there it is, right?
Yeah, could say.
Well, before you finish, you're going to be able to pick it up without any trouble at all.
How?
Well, because of a thing called mechanical advantage. And the help of a little rope like this and a gadget like that. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah.
Dude, pulleys are legit.
I was going on a ferry and it was loading a barge and it was really neat because they had this great big pulley attached to a winch.
That's what that's called. What is a pulley, you know?
Well, it's a thing that helps distribute weight, I think.
Well, the point is that it's a gadget like this where it has a bunch of wheels inside. Okay. Well, I've now strung the rope over one of the wheels inside the pulley, and I'll tie it like that, and you pull and see if that helps any.
No, it's harder to lift.
Well, that's because you can't grab onto it as easily as you can the handle of the pail.
Yeah.
And notice that all you did was change the direction of your pulling.
Yeah.
Before, how were you pulling?
Up.
Up. Now, how are you pulling?
Down.
Down. Okay. So now we got to get more help from the pulleys.
Okay.
I'll undo this. And you see that one lying on the ground down there in front of the pail?
Yeah.
You want to pan that to me, please?
Sure.
Okay. So hold on to that. And I'll now put it through.
This is actually pretty fast.
One of the wheels of this pulley. Now, hang on to that. And I'll tie it up here. Okay, now.
Oops, sorry about that.
Okay, now, pull. Still can't lift it.
No.
Okay. But notice, by the way, that we now have two ropes pulling on the pail.
That should make it easier, but
should
it
make
isn't.
It, in fact, it does make it easier, but it's still too hard for you to do. If we get help from two, how many wheels are there in this one?
There's three.
How many wheels in that one?
Three again.
So if we make the rope go back and forth, how many will we have?
Six.
Yes. Then you should be able to do it. So we have to start over and restring the pulleys. Oh. You got that one? Hang on to it.
These pulleys are fairly old, aren't they?
Well, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Yeah, well, they're twice as old as you are then. I guess that makes them old.
Not really. They're not.
By the way, how many have I got?
You got two now.
And now?
You've got three.
So it's still just fascinating to me, just like how it works.
And there's four. No, that's five.
Five.
And there's six.
And there's six. Okay, go ahead, pull, see if it's easier.
Oh yeah, this is cinchy.
Cinchy?
Cinchy.
Okay. Now put it back down again. Because it was a lot easier for you to do, so you got that mechanical advantage. Remember when we started, I told you we're going to get a mechanical advantage? But you don't get something for nothing. You had to give up something in order to get that that mechanical advantage. You know what you gave up?
No.
Okay, well, see that stake I have on the ground there with the red mark on it?
Yep.
This time I'd like you to raise the pail so the bottom of the pail is even with that red mark.
Okay.
And on the rope, you notice I have red marks also?
Yeah.
Well, what I'd like you to do is to count the number of red marks, because the distance between that red mark and this red mark is the same as the distance from the ground up to that red mark.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Okay, so now.
Okay, now does this count as one?
That would be zero.
Okay, zero.
That'll be one, okay.
One,
two,
three, four, five.
Yeah, it's a cinch.
Six.
Yeah.
Right there, six.
Six.
Okay, good. It came out just as I hoped it would. So what did you have to give up? How much distance did the pail go through? Only one of those things.
Yeah.
How much did you have to pull?
Six.
Six times as much?
Yeah.
So you had to give up distance.
Oh, okay, right? I see.
You gained a mechanical advantage of 6 times for getting the friction in the pulleys. And in order to do that, you had to go through 6 times as much distance.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's
can you let it
cool,
down?
That's cool, though.
That's neat.
So how come you were able to lift the pail?
Mechanical advantage.
Right.
Mechanical advantage. Oh, shit. With mechanical advantage.
Modern abstract art being created before your very eyes in much the same way as frost forms on a window. But these are crystals of sodium thiosulfate, the chemical photographers use to fix negatives in prints, and which they call hypo.
Wild,
the hypo solution is on a slide under the microscope and illuminated with polarized light. As the solution cools, the crystals begin to grow, like frost on a window.
Now you can use it.
As you see a change from one color to another, it indicates a difference in thickness on the order of millionths of a millimeter. Note that the angles at the growing tips are all the same. That's characteristic of sodium thiosulfate. The study of crystals and how they grow has given you radio, television, the pocket calculator, man-made gems, new drugs, stronger iron and steel, sonar, ballpoint pens, computers, and much, much more.
Wow.
As researchers in laboratories look through their microscopes, they often see the electrical properties of atoms and molecules producing the modern abstract art of crystals. A while back, I glued these two pieces of paper together, Michael, and I'd like you to tear them apart.
Okay.
Go ahead, just keep going. See how strong the glue was?
Uh-huh.
The paper tore before the glue gave way. And I made that glue myself,
here
in this very kitchen.
How'd you do that?
Out of skim milk.
Skim milk?
Yes, most people don't realize there are solids in milk.
Well, I went to the bathroom.
And to get the protein.
I see.
I have some cooking over here in the stove.
That was like me arguing with AI. About
do you know the poem Little Miss Muffet?
Yeah.
Okay, would you recite it for me, please?
Okay. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her.
And frightened
Miss Little Miss Muffet away.
All right. Now, what was she eating?
Curds and whey.
Curds and whey. Have you ever seen curds and whey?
No.
Well, we're going to make some. Here's some vinegar, and I have warm skim milk, about 2 cups or so. Pour a little in there, and I'll stir it for you.
Okay.
Here, drink this, jerk.
Well, that's enough. Let's see if that'll do it.
Okay,
that's enough.
It's lumpy.
Keep stirring it.
Okay.
Yeah, keep stirring this. I like that classic.
She ate this?
Hot brown?
Yep, that's what she was eating. I'll pour a little more in just to make sure that we...
She actually ate this.
Yes, she actually ate. Those are the curds.
Mm-hmm.
You know when milk sours, it's curdles?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's what you just did. And what's left behind is the whey. Okay, I'll turn the stove off and bring that over here to this bowl and pour it in here so we can separate the curds from the whey. Just go ahead, pour it in the stove.
Doing it without spoiling.
That kind of stinks.
Well, that's because of the vinegar.
It stinks.
It smells.
That's disgusting.
Why?
Why would she eat that?
Well, put it back on the stove.
I love this kid. Oh, it's disgusting.
Is she hungry or something?
Yeah, she was hungry, but you probably ate some of it yourself. Because if you make this in a slightly different way, that protein becomes cottage cheese.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't like cottage cheese.
You don't like cottage cheese.
Okay.
Now we put the acid in there. Now we want to neutralize the acid. So here, put a little sodium bicarbonate in there and mix it.
How much?
Oh, half a tablespoon. And stir it all up.
There, now eat this.
Folding.
Why?
Eat it.
Well, that's probably the chemical reaction.
Right, between the vinegar and the baking soda. Okay, now let's say we want blue glue. All you have to do is add...
some food coloring.
A little food coloring.
Yeah,
ooh,
see, don't buy glue
more than
anymore. You can just go through all this bullshit. Make your own glue.
So if somebody run out of glue and you got some skim milk around the house, you can certainly make very strong glue. In fact, some of the white glue that you buy in a bottle is casein glue. Because it's really very strong. They've used the same kind of casein, which is what that protein is called, to make buttons and various other artificial things. So let's glue some pieces together here.
Okay.
Put a little blue glue in the middle of that. Boy, we made a mess. Oh, well.
Yeah, dude.
Clean it up later.
Yeah.
Ruin my table.
Give it a good pounding. And there's the kind of glue you can make. And here, when you let it dry, it turns out like this. Go ahead, tear it and see.
That is very strong.
Yeah, very strong glue out of skim milk.
What if you use almond milk? Whatever.
AJ, here's a challenge for you. See the materials sitting there on the table? Uh-huh. I want you to make them into a record player.
That's impossible, making it out of a pencil, a pin, oh, some tape, and a piece of paper.
Well, not really. And here's the record that I want you to play. Well, how does an ordinary record player work? What do you need?
You need a turntable with a motor, turns it around, a needle.
Right, needle's in there.
Sends vibrations down into a...
That too, that works really well.
An amplifier, and that projects the sound out into a speaker.
Okay, that's what you need right there. I assume that you can get a clue what the pin is going to be used for.
That's for the needle.
Okay. Then I would like you to take this piece of paper and roll it into a cone.
Put the needle on the record. The needle on the record when the beat comes like this. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. You open it up a little more now? Okay, here's a piece of tape. Tape that in place.
Tape. I like tape. Gorilla tape.
Now,
is
to the end of the cone, the pointed end over there,
that
attach the pin.
Okay.
Sticking out over the edge. Okay. There's the needle in the amplifier.
Oh, wow.
If you vibrate the needle a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there's noise coming out here.
Yeah, well, it vibrates the whole piece of paper, and that amplifies it. So that's our amplifier.
Okay.
Okay, now we need a turntable. You want to hold that for a minute?
Sure.
The pencil is just about the right size if you add a little tape to it to stick in the hole of the record player, of the record. And then you can spin the record like a top.
Well, maybe it's just a bit wavy up and down.
Well, that's because I haven't got it on real straight. But if you now hold the pin in the groove and listen.
This is pretty dope.
So if you're going to do this at home, what do you need?
Piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Some tape.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with the paper?
You roll it into a cone.
Yeah.
And you tape it down.
Yeah.
And then you tape a pin down. That's another thing you need is a pin. And then you need a pencil with a little bit of tape on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a record player. And a record.
And a record. And I would suggest that you not use your best records.
Yeah.
Because that needle, the point of that pin sort of ruins this at the same time. But at least you made a record player and accepted and won the challenge. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Here comes the Zaza. Oh, look, the credits are different. Motherfucker, they didn't play the Paul Zaza solo. Totally got ripped off on that. Damn. Totally got ripped off. I don't like closing a window on this machine just like fucking pegs the damn thing. Here's what we're going to do. For those of you who are listening to this as a podcast, we're going to end this episode and say, as always, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And we'll see you next week. Make sure you get yourselves some rest. And thank you so much for stopping by to everybody, including Black Cat's Poppy, Krista, and each girl fams, and Desi's butt. Take care, everybody, and good night.